The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do your kids play Roblox? What if I told you that a mom who listens to us had something very bad and dangerous happen to her daughter? Well, that is absolutely the case. And she's agreed to talk to us. We've had to change her voice. And also, Otto, you're going to share the three most popular apps to use so that you can monitor your kids on social
media. I'm going to tell them which one we used, and then I'm going to give them two other ones.
Yeah, two other options. One is actually free. So tell us what happened to your daughter.
I have charges right now going against a grown man who is grooming my daughter on Roblox, Minecraft, and the Oculus.
How did you find out she was talking to an adult?
My daughter told me that her iPad had broke. It wasn't charging.
Mm-hmm.
So I fixed the charging port. I charged the phone and all the messages popped up.
You must have been shocked.
I was destroyed.
How long had it been going on?
It's been going on since 2024.
Oh my gosh. Now, how old is your daughter?
My daughter was 14 at the time.
Now, how old is this man that you have charges against now?
He claims to be 20, but he looks a lot older.
It doesn't matter if he's 20 or not. I'm sure he's not 20, but either way, 20 is your daughter's way too young for a 20-plus-year-old man or any man to be talking to her. So where did she meet him?
She met him on MetaQuest, the Rec Room, which is the Oculus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It broke my heart because I do everything I can to make sure my kids are okay. I always go in there, hey, who are you talking to? Her thing was, I'm talking to a friend from school.
Mm.
It's sad because we as parents, we try to make sure nothing happens to our children.
Right.
And these pedophiles find a way around that.
You know, I always say this, that people are afraid for their children to go outside and play. But we're leaving them on these devices, these tablets and phones for hours.
The boogeyman's on the tablet now.
Yes, nefarious intent with our children have moved to social media, period. That's where they are. And they've adapted and they figured out ways to trick children into thinking that they're their friends. And I feel like it is not too, I don't know about you, but I'm putting apps on my kids' phones. I always had apps. I always knew where they were. Not just regular apps like location, where we could see what they were typing, every word, every exclamation point, every question mark. I could see exactly what was being said.
What exactly was he saying to your daughter to try to groom her? How did he go about it?
He made friends with her. He got her to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to, give me your cell phone, let's talk. If you're having issues, you're having problems. And then it got to the grooming. Then it got to the photos, videos.
So he was actually asking your daughter for photos and
they
videos.
Were exchanging inappropriate photos, obviously.
Yes, yes. And this man, he let her, he befriended her. He
gained her trust. You're right, he gained her trust.
Yes.
And she didn't know that he had ill intentions. Now, are there any charges against him? Did you call authorities?
We did press charges on him. He is from another state, you know, so I can't specify what state or anything because of the ongoing process. But once they do arrest him, he will be extradited and he will be filed or charged here.
Good.
Now, I always see this happening and I've never expected it to happen in my home or somewhere close. I just want all these moms and dads to know, go to your kids' stuff, whether they like it or not, whether they get mad or not, go through it. You're not there to be their friend. You're there to be their protector. And that's where I messed up.
And it's okay. Now we're here. I understand you feel guilty about it because you're distraught. You're, you know, like you said, you felt destroyed when you found it.
Yeah.
But this is a different era. And I think we're all learning as we go. We're learning as we go. And you're right. There's no privacy. Just like our parents used to go through our room, under our pillow, under our mattress. You got to go through the phone the exact
same way.
Listen
on the other line when you're on the phone?
Yeah, remember people used to listen to you on the other line?
I remember.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you would hear the little click.
So what kind of precautions have you taken now to keep her safe? Or what do you recommend, too, for other parents?
So my daughter now, we got her a phone, but it's a dinosaur. It's a flip phone.
Is she okay now?
She is doing a lot better. She's eating. She's associating with the family. She is doing a lot better.
I'm glad because I'm sure he hurt her, you know, mentally. And that's just something that's difficult to get over.
Yeah, he really did. He did. Yeah, and I just wanted to call because I just want to make parents aware that it can happen to anybody. It happened to us.
My gosh, thank you for sharing this story. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad your daughter's doing better. please keep us updated.
I will. Thank you all so much. We love you guys.
What a brave woman to share that story. It's going to help a lot of parents and kids. So what are the three apps to monitor our kids, Otto?
This first one was one that Dan and I actually used. It's called Custodio. We really liked it a lot.
Yes.
The next one's called Aura. And this one's a little more expensive, but it does let you track their social media.
Oh, I've seen that one. Okay. And then finally, last?
This last one is called Google Family Link, and it's actually free. And your kid, once they turn 13, can actually opt out of it.
Okay, if you want information on these three apps, at DJ Automatic or at Dana Cortez, we will send them to you. Just DM us on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about a couple on the brink of divorce. And one of our listeners said that was us. And then she did this and turned the marriage around, literally saved her marriage.
At the time, I was like, it's him. He needs to grow up. But, I look back on it, and it was more me. You know, I had to grow up. At the time, I blamed him, but I had a lot of growing up to do.
I told Denisha during the call, I said, look at you holding yourself accountable, Denisha. Look at you admitting you were wrong. That's something that's really hard for me to do. But I've gotten better, Automatic, haven't I?
Yes, you have gotten better. I think it's hard for everyone to do, but Dana has an extra hard time doing that.
Well, because I know. I've had some really tough relationships, and so I need to be strong. You know, I need to be strong. That doesn't mean
stick to your guns.
Yeah, stick to my guns, but that doesn't mean always being right. Being strong is admitting when you're wrong. That's being strong right there, looking in the mirror and having some accountability, looking at myself and saying, wait a minute, did you need to behave that way? Was that the right way to speak to your husband in public? You know, and, seriously.
Yeah. No, and I think
on the radio?
Yeah, automatic whatever.
No, it's a tough thing to admit too. And then for me, it's also like when I am coming up with my own arguments about my partner in my head, sometimes I assume their answers. And before I even have a conversation with them, I'm over here getting mad about what I think they'll say.
They haven't even opened their mouth.
And that's a really bad habit I do, not just in relationships, but with everybody. So I'm really trying to break that. But shout out to the caller who stepped up and said it was herself. And to be able to self-analyze.
Self-reflection.
It's hard. Yeah. That's a very hard thing to do.
Had she not had that revelation, she would probably not be married anymore. And who knows where her life would be at this point. Just being able to admit, hey, I might be wrong. And saved your marriage.
And apologize and work on being a better person for your person. Donisha's been married for 19 years.
Hey.
So the lady knows exactly what she's talking about. The last time Automatic and I had a blowout fight, and it was bad. It's the worst fight we've ever had. It was over finances. It was blown so far out of proportion that we lost control of ourselves. We started saying things that are so embarrassing, I'm not even going to repeat them. You know what happened? What intervened? I feel like Jesus. I feel like God intervened because my mother was in the middle of going through a very hard surgery, 14-hour surgery. We go to bed mad. I'm in the living room. He's in the bedroom. And a phone rings. My dad, my stepdad, says to me that my mom had a heart attack on the table. And let me tell you something. Life comes at you hard. That's important. Love is important. Forgiveness is important. Not these stupid fights. And when Otto heard me crying, he came into the room and he was like, I'm sorry. I'm stupid. I shouldn't have done this. Those are the things that are important. Not being right. And we let it go. And we hugged each other.
Moved on.
And we moved on, yes. Mm. And we were there for one another.
Automatic, did you really call yourself stupid in that story?
I'm sure I did. I felt pretty dumb because I said some things that were out of line. And, you know, people act funny when it comes to money. And, but, and you know how cheap I am. And you know how Dana loves to spend money.
Facts.
What a great reminder that those stupid little arguments don't count. It's the love you have for one another. Thank you, Donisha, for sharing your call and reminding us.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, I want to talk about an artist who stepped on the scene in the 90s, Mariah Carey. She's been relevant that long. Now, I knew her. Her first song was Vision of Love. And when you were little bitty, there was this video that used to come on.
She had a white shirt on, I remember.
That was different. She had a black dress on in Vision of Love.
Oh, okay.
And she, I just remember, man, who is this? And you just looked at her and you heard her and she just had this angelic voice. Well, we found out that there is a song that has never been released, an entire album. Mariah Carey singing lead vocals. She was on the Jimmy Fallon show, The Tonight Show, and she talked about this. Here is an excerpt of the song. It's called Prom Queen.
All the day he turned 16, he washed his face and brushed his teeth, looked in the mirror, knowingly, said, I
she just sounds so different. What's up, Mariah Carey?
That might
Carey?
Need a re-release right now.
Okay, never got released.
Yeah,
it's never been heard before.
That kind of sounds refreshing.
It kind of goes.
That sounded different. That sounded really.
This is what she might have needed.
Otto, indie
I'm
rock.
I've been getting a lot of record label. Her label keeps calling me to ask me to play her songs. This is what she needed.
You don't have to throw her under the bus like that.
I'm not throwing her under the bus. She's looking for a hit. I think she just found it.
So, let's be clear. There's nothing Mariah Carey exactly needs.
No, she doesn't need
a she's got 19
thing.
Number one. She runs. She definitely doesn't need me.
She's more popular on Christmas than Santa Claus.
Yeah, she is.
So there's really nothing she needs, but that song was great.
Song again. So indie rock is so back right now. It is what is happening. When you go to Coachella, it's Blink 182. It's Green Day. That's what is, our music is like so back.
That reminded me of Willow Smith a little bit, too.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Her vibe, right? So I think she should release the album. It is called, I think the band was Chick.
Yeah, the band was called Chick.
Yeah. And then what
the
was
album's
the,
called Someone's Ugly Daughter.
I'm here for this Mariah Carey. I think it would do really well. What were some of your favorite bands from like 90s and early 2000s that you think like?
I love Nirvana. Everybody
so
loves Nirvana.
Good, Otto, so
I mean,
good.
I like Pearl Jam. I like Green Day. Green Day was more like pop punk, but.
Nah, that's not pop punk. That was like real punk. They're just a few of those songs crossed over. I mean, they did. What was the album that they did? Is it Dookie?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. I had that CD. Look up that word. I think the question should be, should Mariah Carey release that album?
Yes. Questlove said he listened to the whole thing and it's her best album.
Questlove from The Roots said that?
Yep.
You think he's like just making it up, just trying to get people interested, or he means it? I don't think he'd lie about something like that.
That little snippet sounds kind of catchy.
It does.
And
it's
a whole new, it's a whole new wave for a whole new sound for her.
Would you want to hear this from Mariah Carey? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.